Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with one of many hardworking volunteers yesterday at Saline County Holiday Project, getting ready for today's distribution of toys and food to many of the less fortunate families in Saline County.
Right now, I'm with Eden Degonia. Eden, been working really hard this morning. Talk a little bit about what this means to you and what's been involved.
What I love about the Holiday Project is it is just a coming together of community. Hundreds of volunteers come out and help set things up. We've had hundreds of people from the community donate items, and businesses and organizations. Everybody just pulls together to make sure that everyone has a really great Christmas. I love that the most.
It takes a lot of adults to get this rolling and get things going. Sandy Heisel does a great job. She's been chairman for this event for years, and their business helps collect the items. We've got a lot of school students from high school, the Marshall Al girls and boys basketball teams and coaches out here from northwest of Hughesville, bringing their sixth graders out here. A lot of folks are going to be rewarded in the long run with getting the gifts, with getting the food, but a lot of folks rewarded as well, knowing that they helped, going to make them feel really good.
Yes, I definitely think so. I love that our kids are out here because it gives them the opportunity to see what can happen when everybody pulls together and looks for ways to help those in need. And this is a great avenue to invest in.
This is something that's gone on for over 30 years. Tomorrow's the day when they pass things out. That's got to make you feel good when you see families come in. I imagine it's a busy place, though.
It is very busy, but I think the atmosphere is always friendly, and families are grateful, and they are just appreciative of being able to come. I love that they get to shop. So it's not just we hand them a box of prepackaged items. They come in and they get to shop and choose things that are specific for their kiddos. That's a really awesome thing that we do here.
They'll take them home, they'll wrap them, put them under the tree, and knowing that their kids are going to have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
A lot of businesses have helped out here with the monetary donations and sent their employees out here to help out. Also, we had the factory over at Slater.
Parker Hannivan, they donate a lot of trikes and bicycles and even wagons. And we also have Toys for Tots, which put a lot of toys into this program. So we appreciate them as well.
Bikes and trikes you talked about out there, not only did the company just donate them, but they had their employees putting these all together. And it's something on Christmas Eve, if you've got two or three or four kids, to get all their stuff together. But I don't know how many are out there. There are a lot of them. It took a lot of work to get those together.
Absolutely. And they've done that for a number of years. And, you know, those are really popular items. So we're so grateful that they think to do that and continue to do so over the years.
We get a lot of new toys, but also you get some slightly used toys as well. You're in there making sure they're cleaned up to the ultimate and also putting batteries in. So the kids, when they come on Christmas morning, they're going to want to play with them. And you got the batteries and got them checked out.
Yeah, I think that kids that volunteer, that's their favorite room because they get to test the toys out and play with them and make sure they're working right. So it's a lot of fun to be in there.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.